Let's get this thing started. On this show, anything could happen.
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I love baby laughter.
You're in the family nest with Derek and Jess. Welcome to Derek and Jess in the Family Nest right here on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Jess, you're way over there.
I know.
I see you. Hey, we have two people in the studio that we're going to be talking to and about.
Yes.
And then we're going to trade them off and we're going
to
talk.
Then
we're going to bring two other people in here. So as you're listening,
as you're listening to
Blog Talk Radio, it's just going to be kind of crazy. But we do want to welcome you here to Derek and Jess in the Family Nest.
Yes.
And encourage you to check us out on our websites, which we have a number of.
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
We're big folk here.
DerekandJess.net.
Yes.
Also, you can find us at M, as in mobile, m.DerekandJess.net. I just went there today.
Which is the mobile page.
Which is the mobile page. You want to check it out. Has all of our videos, has Jess's blog, everything that you want. You can also find us on our Facebook at Derek and Jess.
Derek and Jess.
And then you can also find us on our Twitter, hashtag can't remember, D and J Nest.
Yes. Hashtag amazing.
Hashtag amazing. Follow us on our handle at D and J Nest. All over the place. You can also email us at D and J Nest
at gmail.com.
But if you go to our website, all of that stuff is there. So if you
access
just go
to email, yep, access to my blog,
everything. So,
you should just live at your computer,
yes,
at our web page.
Absolutely.
Because nothing's as good as that. So you might as well just
DerekandJess.net. That's DerekandJess.net. DerekandJess.net. Real quickly.
Hello.
We are going to get into the La Junta news,
right?
LJ, yep, news. We're going to get in there as fast as we possibly can because we have
a bunch of things.
A bunch of things going on. There really is a bunch of things going on, and I want to make sure that we get it all covered.
All covered.
We're going to talk about two mission fundraisers.
Two mission fundraisers.
Here's why we're moving everything so quickly. Because we've got
a lot to be said.
Two mission trip fundraisers on the same day.
Yeah.
Senior, yeah, high mission trip fundraisers at First Presbyterian Church in La Junta, First Presbyterian Church in Los Animas, both next Sunday, May 3rd, at the same exact time. And that's the crapper of it. You can't go to both. So we brought in people from both of them.
Yeah.
Jacob King, Graydon Mondragon are from the First Presbyterian Church La Junta Mission Fundraiser. And so it's this coming Sunday. What time does it start? Either one of them. Make sure you hold your mics up so people can hear you.
The play starts at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Sunday.
Okay. 5 p.m. It's just one showing?
Yes.
5 o'clock. At First Presbyterian Church in La Junta.
Yes, sir.
And what's the name of it, Jacob?
It's called Horror at Homecoming. And what it is a mystery murder that you go in and you're kind of really active as an audience, so that's cool. And you go in and you get clues to solve a murder.
Okay, so it's a honest-to-goodness dinner theater.
Yeah.
And there's a dinner that's served, right?
What is the dinner?
Do you know what the dinner is?
We have no idea.
It's going to be great food, though.
Yeah,
surprise.
Always,
surprise delight.
Definitely going to be edible.
Horror at Homecoming. And what do you play, Jacob?
My name is Kevin Kicker, and I am dating the wonderful Cindy Sensational.
Yes.
And so I am the kicker for the football team. And then...
And so, Graydon, who do you play?
I am Bobby Backer, the starting home quarterback.
Ah!
The most loved quarterback of the team.
Oh.
Ah, I see.
I've been accused of a lot of things.
But murder's not one of them.
You bad.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So I'm assuming since it's this big giant dinner theater, it's murder.
Yes.
Hold the mics up a little bit closer, so just right up to your mouth, so we can hear you. Yeah, a little bit more. There you go. Boom. That's good. Okay. So is there a murder?
Yes.
Okay.
There is.
Yeah. Graydon's actually the one that gets murdered too.
Great, you're the one who gets murdered.
Wait, is that a surprise or do?
No, that's not the surprise.
Yeah,
that's not the surprise.
That was a surprise.
Now,
ruin for everybody.
Is it like the does the audience get to help you? I mean, are we figuring it out?
Yes, everyone that is accused as a suspect in the murder, uh-huh, is going to be going around table to table from everyone that's eating dinner, and they're going to get interviewed and interrogated, like, who they think did it, you know?
Okay.
So they're going to give their stories, and then everyone else, they're going to hear everybody else's stories, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
We're definitely getting the audience involved in it.
And give us some of the names of the other people who were in it. Not their actual names, but the names of, we've got a kicker, we got a quarterback.
Backer.
We have Cindy Sensational. We have Gabby Backer, who was my twin sister, to Bobby Backer.
Yeah. So who wrote this? Did somebody write this?
It was originally a play itself, but MJ Romano, she kind of altered it a little bit.
Okay.
So
MJ changed a little bit. MJ Romano, for those of you who don't know, is the pastor of First Presbyterian Church. So you can make reservations.
Yes, sir.
And we've got two numbers up on the screen. If you want to go to the La Junta one, dial 719-469-7717. That will let you make reservations at 5 o'clock. And that's the only time, just a 5 o'clock show. I want to make sure that that's right.
Yes.
Okay. It should be good. And you're raising money to go on your mission trip to where?
We'll be going to Arizona,
Fort
Defiance, which is a Navajo resort down there.
And do you know who you're, what you're going to be doing down there?
Anything as far as cooking in shelters to rebuilding houses, things like that, fundraiser, or mission trip stuff.
Stuff. And when are you going on your mission trip?
It'll be in,
I don't remember the date.
It's in July.
Show up when they tell
I believe
me
it's in July,
isn't
it? Okay.
Good job, Darren.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be in July.
Yeah.
So, and how many's in your group?
I think we might have maybe like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
10 or 12 going with us.
Yeah. Right.
We're working on a few other people that we haven't heard back from. But yeah, we're gonna have a pretty good amount.
And so, if you want to help the First Presbyterian Church of La Junta's senior high youth group go on their mission trip, 719-469-7717. Go see them in Horror at Homecoming.
Yeah.
This coming Sunday, by the time you're watching this, it'll be Sunday,
3rd.
May 3rd, 5 o'clock, 20th and Raton. That's where First Presbyterian Church is. Don't miss it. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you guys for having us.
If you could pop your ears out, put your mics down, and then bring in the other two that are upstairs. Good luck with your fundraiser. I'd love to go see it, but I have to go see my son on that day in his fundraiser.
Good luck.
So good luck. Go ahead and take
Sorry
off.
You die.
Right, thank you for having us.
Sorry you die.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys want to make sure that you go and check that out. If you could just ask them to come down, that would be fantastic.
Thank you guys for having us.
And so I don't think it's ever happened before that we've
having four guests.
That we've had two mission trip fundraisers on the same exact
That's
day.
True. That is kind of a bummer.
It is a bummer because I can only go see one of them.
Well, and you have to go see your son.
I would rather go to the other one because it's
closer.
Of course,
my husband's seeing at the other one.
And we're bringing down, two other people. Joe, who has a neat connection to you.
Oh, he does.
Come on in, guys.
And he has a crush on me.
Come on in. You guys come on in. So, now we've got two new people in. And these are the people that are going to be sticking around with us for the rest of the show.
Oh, you know,
I'm new to this.
So we had Jacob King and we had Graydon Mondragon in.
Yeah.
And they talked about First Presbyterian Church, La Junta's mission fundraiser. Now, we are here, and Joe, you're going to actually be in First Presbyterian Church mission fundraiser.
Yeah.
That's right. You're going to be singing.
I'll be singing a song.
You can sing.
And here's the
try.
Here's the great thing about it. after our commercial break here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, Joe is going to be singing.
Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not nervous about that at all.
Yes.
He was upstairs. He was like, I have to pee. Like, he just went. He's like, I always have to pee when I'm nervous.
So you're going to be singing Teen Angel in the play. Is that right?
Yes. So it's I think it was a one-hit wonder type of song from the 50s.
Yes.
Mark
Teen
Denny.
Angel?
Teen Angel, yeah.
Teen.
Yeah. And,
I don't think it was a one-hit. Well, it might have been a one-hit wonder.
I think Mark Denning was.
Okay, Mark Denning was.
Yeah.
But I was going to say it's a classic. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. Super uplifting song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're
really
going to be
positive.
Singing at Horror at Homecoming. Yes. Jacob, during that time, you're going to be doing First Presbyterian Church Los Animas Mission Trip Fundraiser.
Yes.
And it is called what?
That is called Art to Die For.
And tell us a little bit about that. There
are these murder shows.
It is also a murder mystery.
Yes, it is.
Death Within the Church. It was written by, for anybody who's listening who has been to a fundraiser that we've had before, a couple of years ago we did one called Who Done Stole the Bride.
So Contemporary Drama Services.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was by the same person who wrote that. So what did I say it was called? Art to Die For.
I don't know.
It
man.
Is a murder mystery
down.
Taking place
there you go.
Originally in Canada. And it's a gala with a bunch of art, and they hire an artist who's not very good, and he's pretty bad. And the sister of the main character, which is Casey, she's she's a jerk.
Yeah.
And
so I'm understanding
things unfold.
Somebody dies.
Somebody is no more.
And so that's good. Somebody dies, and you've got to figure out who it is.
You got to figure it out based on what happens.
Gotcha. Okay.
So like a mystery about a murder?
Yeah.
You know.
A murder mystery. Yeah.
No.
Genre.
Not
it
really
a
murder mystery.
Now, does when
but, you know.
Does and I ask Jacob and Graydon this in this one, do we as the audience get help figure it out?
Yes. You do.
So, they're on the same night.
On
they're
the
both
same?
Fundraisers, church fundraisers.
They're
and
both,
they're both
about
the exact same show.
And they're about murder.
They're not the exact same show.
No, they're kind of the audience acts. They're murder mysteries.
They are the classic.
I would like to say that they're a mystery about a murder.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Well,
are
that's, that is good.
As well?
Yes.
That is good.
They're serving dinner, but I don't know
what it is.
As of today.
Interesting enough. Neither did the students.
You know what's funny? Jacob has the same first and middle name as I do.
So Jacob Tyler King was here to talk about First Presbyterian La Junta's murder mystery dinner and had no idea where they were going on mission trip.
Yeah.
Now we have Jacob Tyler Hutchison from First Presbyterian Church in Los Animas who has absolutely no idea what food they're serving
or where we're going
or
on
where they're
trip.
Going. It's interesting, isn't
so,
it?
So, you know, it's weird how things work out like that.
If you want to,
it's going to be a great show. Either of those.
If you want to make the 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Two shows. If you want to go there, call 719-456-0531. First Presbyterian Church La Junta. First Presbyterian Church Los Animas.
Just
senior
pick one
high.
It's a good cause.
You can't go to
sending kids.
You can't go to both.
Do some good
but you go
work.
To both.
I
you
could.
Can't. They're at the exact same time, aren't they?
No,
yes,
five.
But there is a 7 o'clock, but I don't think
there's
I could
seven
make
o'clock.
It there in time.
Well,
because
there's probably ends at, or the La Junta one probably ends at 7.
Yeah. You can't make it. You got to choose one.
But you know what? Either or is great.
Yeah, because you're still sending kids to do it.
To go on mission trips. It's going to be absolutely great.
But, you know, if you want to see me, that's pretty good. That's pretty good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's a pretty good thing.
And if
right
you
want to
see
so.
Me.
Yeah,
so
that's
go
true.
And check them out.
Less of a cool
competitor.
Go to one of them. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. We have some more La Junta news that involves Jacob.
Yes.
And that
is
the
that?
La Junta
Children's Theater. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
I knew that was going to set that off.
Hello, Mary.
Mary Poppins.
I knew it was going to set
I
that
did
off.
I promise that I would.
You know me because
you would
I
indulge
am
her.
I would join her.
He likes
yeah.
my talk.
Full force.
Mary
yeah.
Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. It's Mary Poppins,
we have
the children's theater,
yes.
And I have been cast as Bert, and
Bert.
The one and only Bert. So that's pretty awesome.
And I'm going to start preparing him in his British talk. I had to get that in.
You know
what I thought was
say Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Oh, we may have a little bit of work to do.
What?
This is
wait a little bit, yeah.
Jacob, say something real quick.
I have long blonde hair.
I just wanted to see which one was yours. Okay. Here's the thing that I thought was funny, Jess. And of course, here on Derek and Jess in the Family Nest, we talk all the time about Jess's British accent.
I just give the people what they want, and our viewers like my accent.
Yes, I do. And here's what I thought was funny, because as soon as Jacob got the part and you found out, you texted me and said, I will now begin helping Jacob with his British talk.
I have a big heart. I will help him with his needs.
She's a helper.
Yeah, she is a helper.
But you don't have long blonde hair.
I'm a lovely person.
You have to say you have short brown hair.
I have short brown hair.
Oh, you do not sound as good as I do, darling.
Shorter brown hair on my...
And we talked about a little bit of the Cockney accent as well.
How
Cockney should Cockney be?
Right.
And that's how you do it.
I'm
sure the citizens of Lahana would be very grateful for that.
No, I think they would be grateful for mine.
Lahanta Children's
Theater.
No,
thanks.
And
more of a Mary Poppins.
Abby Wallner is
Mary
Poppins. And Jacob is Bert, and...
I don't know who Ernie is.
Hey, can you even say Mary Poppins without the accent when you're saying, come to see Mary Poppins?
It's just too hard.
I don't know.
Say Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins has short blonde hair. That's going to be fantastic. I believe it's June...
The tangent we went off on.
25th, 26th, 27th.
It's at the end of June.
I just go when they tell me. It's showtime. All right.
Keep watching our show and we'll let you know.
But the cast is set. For those of you who want to see it, you can go to Facebook there at Lahanta Children's Theater.
Very useful.
We also have some other of the arts going on.
Auditions for Into the Woods.
Yes, Into the Woods.
Are on May 5th at 7 p.m. and May 7th at 7 p.m. at the Pickwire Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Come with a prepared song for the part you are auditioning for.
And so that's an interesting thing. Jacob, that was something that you were going to do.
I was thinking about doing that, yes.
Joe, are you going to be in the Picket Wires summer presentation?
After
the flop of last year.
Yeah,
it was just
after
awful.
The flop of Les Mis.
He was the star of the summer musical last year.
Yes.
Jean Valjean from Les Mis.
The finest performance
of all time.
Ever on the stage
of
Picket
Wire. Oh, humble Joe.
Well, you know, that's... I don't go that far.
It was. I don't know what to say. It was absolutely...
No, it was okay.
Yeah, he has to fit out of the store when he leaves.
They're talking me up, and then you guys actually get to see me sing my name. I'm like, what were they?
Right.
But yeah, I think I am going to audition for the show. I don't know tons about the show. I've watched part of the movie, and I've listened to some of the soundtrack. And
can you give us a little bit of dirt of? I mean, is it going to be a secret, or are you going to tell us this is who I'm auditioning for? What part?
Right now, I think the part of one of the princes.
Chris Pines. The prince.
There's the older prince and the younger prince.
What a jerk he turned out to be.
Well, aren't all princes that way?
I guess so.
He has to audition for that part because he doesn't want a big part. And that
Agony!
Agony. That's the best song there. So I'd probably audition with that song, but have her put me wherever she needs me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. Tracy is directing it. We absolutely love Tracy.
She's been on our show before.
Yes, the best directing job for Les Mis. Les Mis was absolutely
phenomenal.
The best.
It was
phenomenal.
Great.
Yeah, it was.
Saw it twice.
Yeah, it was.
I saw it six times.
Absolutely.
Way to
so,
go.
If you want to go and audition for Into the Woods, find your part, come ready with a song.
Yep.
I've never
May
done
5th,
that before. I don't
May
know.
May 7th, 7 yeah. p.m., Picket Wire.
I don't know what that means. Do they let you sing the whole song, Joe? Do they stop you? Or how do you do that audition kind of thing?
If they're bad, they kick
they
you out.
They stop you.
Say, oh, please,
Idol.
No more.
Howl attitude.
Take American yeah. Idol. You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
Okay, okay. Thank you. That's no, what
I did. Last year I went in with a song prepared, and I sang the whole song.
Was it Bring Him Home?
No, I sang the soliloquy.
Oh, you sang the soliloquy.
Yeah, I thought
Jean Valjean
encompassed a little bit more of the true character
yeah.
of Jean Valjean.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I mean, if you want the actual, this is as good as I get right here, it has to be Bring Him Home, doesn't it?
Yeah, at that point, I wasn't really ready to sing that song. It
oh, you
a
got
lot it. Of time to,
yeah,
to
you got to be ready for that
ready
one.
For that, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you go in and nail that one, you're for sure.
You know that. Yeah.
Like, you're too good for the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
you're
anyway,
allowed.
Check it out. Into the Woods, the summer production of Picket Wire Players.
Gonna be metal.
It's gonna be metal. Also, we have graduation coming up.
That's happening.
Here in La Junta, well, all over the place. Jacob is, you are graduating.
That's, yeah.
Aww.
Yep.
I'm so proud of him graduating.
I'm
got my edumacation. I get a
salutatorian.
Yeah.
Going to be
salutatorian.
And
salute
to me.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm so proud
Jacob
of
is
so
the
much.
Salutatorian.
Yeah. Me, Jeremy, and I are valedictorian, salutatorian.
Mm-hmm.
So proud.
The duo, Solo and
the
Hutch.
Duo, you know.
Yep.
We're the best.
What day is it? May what?
22nd.
And here's the interesting thing about it. La Junta High School has only graduated off of Tiger Field, the new Tiger Field, twice.
Well, once before.
We had to graduate.
This
in
will
the
be the
gym.
Second.
This will
the
be the second
time. And here's the neat thing.
It's really cool.
The first time was when my daughter was a senior.
The first time was 5 years ago.
And the second time is when my son is a senior. They will have graduated off of Tiger Field twice.
It's pretty
and
cool.
Both my children.
And it will be Friday night.
At
Friday night under the lights.
Seven p.m. If you need to check it out. Now, if it stays in Tiger Field, you do not need a ticket. If it has bad
There's
weather,
like a tornado outside.
You will need one. So be looking for tickets from your graduating senior. It's going to be fun. Here, it's going to be fun. Jeff,
cool.
This is your big story.
We're
excited about this.
So here are the shirts we received from Dr. Shad Reef, a La Junta native of Southwestern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. They're located in Wiley, Texas, and they sound amazing from the reviews that I read.
I read the reviews, too.
Browsing on the website. You need to check them out, especially if you're in Texas. Their website is southwesternchiropracticandwellnesscenter.com, and their Facebook page is also Southwestern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Call 972-429-4677. So go get aligned and well.
Yep. And you know,
well sounds like there's some ulterior motives. Like,
big
it well.
How come nobody gets it when I. If you get it?
Yeah.
It's a wellness center. Get well.
I got it. I got you on that one, Jeff. We were so excited. And here's the interesting.
Thanks for the support, Shad.
So much for the support. Here's something I did not find out.
Pretty awesome.
Is that they live just down the street from me.
They live or lived?
They lived.
They
unfortunately,
lived, yeah.
His father passed away, and I would see him all the time walking, and I think his brother's name is Zane.
Zane.
I did not know that connection until Christine told me. So,
when we were figuring out about the shirts, because we sent him shirt
right
and a coffee cup.
Right.
He said his mom lived near you.
Yes.
So he knew.
Yes, just down around the corner there. Absolutely fantastic.
Small world
after all.
Reef. So thank you so much.
And we shall wear these shirts and try to send Coloradans a 10-hour drive.
Absolutely.
For a good alignment job. Yeah, you guys should go get a line.
That'll be happening.
What? Really quickly, we have Joe Trainer on the show. And Joe, obviously, is Jess's husband. And all the time we get to hear Jess talk about being a mom.
Today I'm going to talk about being a mom.
And today Joe's going to talk just a little bit about being a dad to the three girls that Jess always talks about being a mom to. And there you can see them
I love
right behind.
Picture.
Aren't they lovely? Don't I have three lovely girls?
Long blonde
they
hair.
They all
hair.
Have long blonde
but
hair.
I have short brown
he
hair.
He does have short brown hair.
Short brown hair. So my first question, Joe, is what is it like
to be married to the most wonderful lady in the world? So,
it was something like that. It was something.
He won the lotto.
Oh, like being a lotto.
Sorry.
I wouldn't ask you about that because obviously you would, whether it's true or not, you would make something up because who wants to get Jess mad at you?
It is true.
I know, I don't. My big question is, what is it like being the dad in a house full of girls? You've got three girls, you've got your wife, you don't have a dog.
No.
So that's good. But if you guys ever get a dog, get a male.
We'll get a male dog.
Because what's it like to be basically growing up with four Jesses? Although...
I hope you're saying that as a compliment.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, how did I get so lucky?
Okay.
Which is
if you want to rephrase the question that way, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it must be...
amazing for him, yes.
Amazing is a great adverb.
Okay, you go, yes. You talk.
Amazingly something. But what is it like being in a house with four girls?
If
there you
if
go,
I weren't so manly, it might be overwhelming, but...
My manhood shield.
Yeah. I work with all women.
Yeah.
I have for the past 7 years of my life, being an English teacher for a while, and then now moving to the dean of students at the intermediate school, where the office is all women, and most of the teachers are all women. And then at home, I have all women as well.
Yeah.
And so it's just it's one of those things. I guess I'm just used to it. I don't really think too much about. The female aspect of it all.
I guess
that whenever I
go ahead.
When I get older,
yeah.
I'll probably be a little more aware.
That's what I was just going to bring up. It's not going to be bad right now, but wait till they get to be 13, 14, and...
I was an amazing teenager, so...
Oh, wait till they get to be 13, what is it, 13, 14, and 16?
Yeah,
will that be, is that the spread of the girls, 13, 14 and a half?
Oh, no, they're a year and a half apart.
Okay, so 13, 14 and a half, and 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse than that, 14, 15 and a half, and 17.
You're going to be delighted, aren't you?
I will be delighted. Yeah. No, it scares me a little bit.
That's what she told you to say. She just said that.
You're
going to
be delighted.
But right now,
I'm going to be delighted.
My mouth didn't
it will. It's wonderful right now. I think... you know, a lot of people talk about dads and their sons and, you know, playing ball and all that kind of stuff, you know, and then you hear about dads and their daughters and it's just a different thing altogether, but it's wonderful. You know, they're so loving to me, and I get home and they run to me and they hug up on me and cuddle with me, and it's just, it's awesome.
Wait till they're 13, 14 and a half, and 16.
I'll sneak in and try to
hide. Look at those three girls. You're going to have a big, giant stick to be beating guys off with.
They're very cute.
They are.
They're lovely little people.
And
they're lovely little people.
You're going to have proms and homecomings and dances, and you are just going to have to beat the crap out of kids.
I remember what it was like to be a 13-year-old girl. So.
Do you really? How was that?
It was pretty spectacular.
For you,
it was, but it was
it?
Tough, you know.
So with the minute that we have before we go to break, and when we want to remind everybody, when we come back from break, Joe's going to be singing Hallelujah, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. But before we go to break, here's what I really would want to know. What is the best advice you give to a dad with daughters?
I would say don't wish for anything different. It's wonderful for what it is, and if I had sons, then you know, I might long for daughters at some point too. But I would say take what you have and just love everything about it, because there's just so many good things about having daughters. They, like I said, they just show me so much affection, and I don't know. And the other thing is that they remind me of Jess. You know, I get to kind of see three little Jesses growing up, and that's a part
figure
of
out
life.
What happened.
You know, we've been together for
a
long time.
I mean, in
a
good way.
But,
you know, I have.
But that was kind of the part of it, you know, and just kind of imagining, oh, that's what Jess would have been like when she was a kid, and it's pretty cool that way.
Real quick though, and we'll get to a commercial, I promise. But just real quick, 30 seconds or whatever. Both of you answer this question: are they all Jess? Is some of them
no,
Joe?
No, they're not all me.
They're not all?
No, the middle one is a little bit like Joe.
Here's a little like me.
Yes, the middle one
this is a little bit like Joe.
Yeah.
This one is
she's like herself.
100.
She's like herself.
No,
no,
she
like
is just like me. She's
yeah.
got
yes.
a little bit of sass and a little bit
she
of fire.
Is.
Back
she
back
is. She is a sassy little.
And this
the
one's
first
a mix.
One is all
this
Jess.
One's a mix.
The second one is a lot like Joe. The third one is piss and vinegar.
No.
That's what she is.
Yes.
Because you
she
look
is.
At her and you're like, hey, what are you up to? And she kind of looks at you
yeah.
with that
smart.
That trainer kind of and that Jess kind of glamour, and then she takes your wallet.
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly what happened.
I'm training her well.
Yes. So we are going to take a break when we come back. We're going to have Joe singing Hallelujah. We're also going to be playing What the Heck with all three of you.
Right.
I saw something on a commercial earlier this week that threw me for a loop, and I need to test it out and to see if it is true or not, because I don't buy it. And also we're going to be having Jess's mom's tip. We're all going to be here when we come back, but Joe's going to be singing, so stay with us on the other side of this break. You are listening and watching Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Seacom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package, or both, Seacom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, Seacom offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than Seacom's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, Seacom has the answers. Visit us at seacom.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. Seacom, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Solo and Hutch. All stops on the road. The road of enlightenment. The road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey. A journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Graduation day is almost here. You've worked so hard and now it's all paying off. Everyone will be telling you how proud they are. Give them one more thing to be proud of. Celebrate graduation safe and sober. Don't let drugs and alcohol threaten what you've worked so hard to achieve. This message is brought to you by Southeast Health Group, your local resource for drug and alcohol treatment. Call 1-800-511-5446 for more information about a safe and sober graduation.
What if there was a financial pipeline you could use to build your savings and investment? One that didn't leak. Would you want to know about it? Call us at Higher Desire LLC in Lahana, Colorado, 719-980-0595. That number again is 719-980-0595. Ask for Bob or Terry, or you can go to our website at www.higherdesirellc.com. That's www.higherdesirellc.com.
Welcome back to The Family Nest with Derek and Jess.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Traynor.
I've heard there was a secret chord David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. Babel King composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. Saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to a kitchen chair, and she broke the throne and she cut your hair. From your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I've been here before. I know this room and I walk this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Time when you let me know what's really going on below. Oh, but now you will never show it to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too. Every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yay! So, why I sang that song, since we've had our small children, starting with Kate, when they were little babies, I would play that to them as kind of their lullaby. And so, and they all love it, and I still play it for them. And so that's kind of one of the things that, as a father, I've done is given them that song. So
we're going to take here a break. Do we have something to play here real quick, Jimbo? We're going to play. We're going to get everything set up. We will be right back with Derek and Jeff in the Family Nest.
Up in horsey heaven, here's a thing. You trade your legs for angels' wings. And once we've all said goodbye, you take a running leap and you learn to fly.
Okay, welcome back to Derek and Jess and the Family. I got to get our mic set here again. Jimbo, perfect, perfect song. Loved it. Joe, just absolutely fantastic. I think I got everybody's, yes, everybody's mic's up here.
Feels all right.
I'm going to turn this up. I think it's here and here. And Jess, are you on?
I am on.
I can't hear you.
Always.
Jess.
Yeah, I am.
Is that fun to listen to him sing? Is that hard for you?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Do you get nervous? Whatever.
What does that mean?
Is that hard that he can sing
and you can't?
No.
Hello, I can sing.
Well, no, I thought
What's that?
I just don't want
to. Jess has no mic.
I just don't want to give all
my
viewers.
You ain't got no mic, Lieutenant Dan.
How's that, Jimbo?
I just don't want to give all my viewers.
Yeah, sounds worse. Yeah.
All my goods right now.
Yeah.
I need to spread it out.
What I meant was, do you get nervous? Just like when your kids do things and you watch them, do you get nervous? When Joe sings, were you nervous for Les Mis?
This, not so much.
Yeah,
especially when that bat came and like tried to give him
superpowers. When the bat was about to bite off his head, I was having a bit
of
a nervous breakdown.
Gives that show character right there.
It does.
He was still in the middle of his soliloquy, and
yeah.
I was like, oh,
I'm gonna step off here real quick and just
poop on his head
pull this
or bite his face
down
off.
Just a little bit.
Life is even harder because
yeah, it was
a bat in here.
Very good.
Like, oh, I've got this tough decision to make in life, and then
okay.
The bat's fine. Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go on to what the heck.
Okay.
And for those of you here on Derek and Jess, if you've ever listened to our show, if you've ever watched our show, we do a lot of different things on What the Heck. Sometimes we have games. Sometimes I ask Jess questions about something
them.
That I found out. Here's what happened.
I just look in the camera and look pretty.
Here's what happened. This week I was watching, I can't even remember what I was watching, I was looking on the internet, and I saw this ad that just said it was about bottled water, and this bottled water was just the absolute greatest thing that ever, it did everything it possibly could. It reduced your stress. It took away age lines. It made you feel younger. It was all this stupid crap that you know water can't do.
Wait, I didn't send you this.
No, you didn't send me this.
Oh, I thought you said just sent it to you.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
if
okay.
I did say that, I didn't mean that. I was looking on the internet and
gotcha.
Saw it.
Okay.
I think I was saying when I was getting ready for Derek and
gotcha.
Jeff. And so I thought, you know what? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's just freaking water.
Yeah, like every water can do that, really. So if you're claiming that your water does something different, I get that.
Right.
But
so what I thought was, I'm going to put this to the test. And I'm going to, so what I did was I went out and I got just all kinds of I've got five different kinds of water. And so here's the different kinds of water that we have. This came, Kroger, which is back home, comes out of Ohio, I believe, doesn't it, Jimbo?
It literally says purified drinking water.
Purified drinking water.
There's no gimmick to it at all.
This is it, just purified drinking water. This is Arrowhead water.
From the mountain.
From the mountain. This is Perrier.
Perrier
water.
Not so fancy.
This
featured
is
on Ricky Bobby.
BG water.
It's the bottle.
All
it's
different kinds of bottle. And then I have bottled water, or just tap water.
Oh.
So here's what we're going to do.
Taste the uranium.
I have them. Each one of you is going to get a cup. Okay?
Red, orange.
I'm going to pour in. I have each one of these, and I have them marked down so I know which one they are. And you're going
which
to
water?
Decide which one is they are. Okay? So this is the first one.
Okay.
Cleanse your palate. I want to know.
What is this?
Actually, the first one's a little bit different because you don't have anything to compare it to.
Okay.
Oh.
You got the aroma.
Yeah. So.
Full-bodied oak.
Out of that, which one of these do you think it is? Now, keep in mind, too, it could be tap water.
That's fresh.
So we've got Arrowhead, Kroger,
not tap water.
Perrier, Fiji, and tap.
I would say that it's the purified water.
Okay, which one?
The one that just is the
this
purified
one,
water.
It says purified
Ooh.
Water. Jeff
see,
goes that, with
see,
purified
that's
going to
be hard because the next time I'm going to drink it and I'll be like, oh, no, that's actually what it was. I don't know.
We are testing and saying, what the heck is going on? So Jeff says purified. Joe, what do you think?
I think that I don't see it over there. I taste a hint of salt in it.
So is it tap, do you think?
Maybe tap. I'm going to say
tap is the only one you don't
so
see.
It's so much fancier than tap, though. So.
Okay.
I think this is Fiji.
I'm going to say this is Perrier.
So we have Perrier, Fiji, and
this is Fiji.
And we're going to call it Kroger because that's
Kroger.
What it says.
I think this is Fiji.
Kroger.
It's tasty, though.
It's Kroger.
I told
Very
you guys,
good,
don't
Jess.
Try it.
Very good, Jess. So that's Kroger.
I
really
win.
Go ahead, slam that down.
That's tasty.
Clear your palate, slam it down. Let's go with the next one here.
It just was so pure. There was just felt like there was nothing in it. It felt like it was from a spring.
Here we go.
Mm.
And you're getting younger
Immediately,
and you're lying.
I know what
oh
that
my
is.
Gosh.
That's
I,
awful.
I am not lying here. It
that's
has
terrible.
A different smell.
That is
it
terrible,
does.
And I know which
it
one
is.
It is right away.
Oh my... Oh
it's
my
awful.
God.
It's awful, right?
What is it?
And I'm going to drink it again. That's Perrier right there.
Is that Perrier?
What do you think, Jess?
Mmm. That's
oh.
awful.
So
don't spit that. Oh, we got to
no,
do
it.
Because Perrier is soda water.
Like oh, God. I hate it. I'm so
going to lose it.
So it's Perrier.
If it's Perrier, I never want to try it again.
It is Perrier.
Ooh, I see. I don't
Isn't
like
that the
water.
Most...
Who would drink that water?
I don't like
that
carbonated
is the
water.
Worst. I don't even think you
Terrible.
Can call it
French.
Water.
French.
It's,
Sorry,
it's
guys.
A, yeah,
your water
it's just
not great.
The worst. And it is called Source Perrier, captured at the source, sparkling natural mineral water.
Oh,
it
that
tastes
was
really
what,
natural.
It's
really
tasted
it doesn't
like
taste
crap.
Natural at all. It tastes
natural
horribly.
If you're okay.
Oh.
Let's go with the next one here.
Hold on.
You know what? I'm be a man.
A
full grown man.
I gave Jess
what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? I gave Jess a new cup. Let's see here.
You know what I will say about this game is I was not thinking that they would all have different smells. They all have different smells.
They do. They absolutely.
No, I know this one. This one's Fiji.
Just
this one's
smell.
Fiji. No, I tasted it.
Mm.
That one's Fiji.
That smells fresher.
It's Fiji.
It smells like it has a lot more oxygen in it.
Because it's Fiji.
Is it Fiji?
I'm going to say Arrowhead.
Now, don't forget. Okay. We've already, yeah. Arrowhead. Fiji.
I don't know. I'm
Jake
go
drinks a lot of
on.
Fiji water.
I'm going to go with my
Dang
life
it.
On
is
one.
He right?
What do you think?
I'm going to say Arrowhead.
Arrowhead? Aww. Jake does drink a lot of Fiji water.
Fiji?
So he's
it's
right?
not. It came out of the tap.
Oh, it's the same thing. I swear it's
it
the
came
same
right
thing.
Out of the, right out of my tap.
You know what,
no,
you know what it is?
No, that's good tap water because I... But
right out of
you
my
see,
tap.
You know why?
Yeah,
did you
because,
see how I said Arrowhead and not Fiji?
Because my Fiji water... Like, I have a big Fiji water bottle,
yes,
and I always
do.
Put tap water in
that's
it.
That's true. That is true.
It messes with
wrong.
My mind.
Slam that down. Let's go with another one here. Let's go with another
I ain't
one.
I get any of these right. Because you know what? There's no difference unless it's carbonated. There's, like, zero difference.
Okay. Let's go with this one right here.
Well, because for the bottle.
Last,
you buy the fancy water just for the bottle.
Last one right here. Let's go with the last
Fiji.
One right here.
Fiji.
No, we've got two left.
Or Arrowhead.
Arrowhead or Fiji.
It has to be Arrow or Fiji. One, very cheap.
That's Arrowhead.
The other one, not cheap.
I hope this is Arrowhead because it tastes cheap.
It tastes cheap.
Arrowhead.
Doesn't taste Arrowhead.
It is Arrowhead. It
Woo!
Does taste.
It tastes cheap. It just tastes like water.
Like, yeah.
It's just water.
Guess what? It's not Arrowhead. I lied to you. It's Fiji.
No, it's not.
It is Fiji. I paid a bunch of money for this.
There's no difference.
And there's absolutely no difference. I want to know then, Jess. And
there
that's the what the heck.
Fiji is gross.
This is not gross. It's just water.
Yeah.
I don't have
Y'all
tap water.
Are picky.
I don't have tap water.
Who's the girl?
I would rather have tap
water.
Oh, I thought you said I don't
I
have tap
I wanted to do
water.
That simply to show. Now, I'm not backing any of this idea which
it's
one's
just,
better for you. I have no idea.
Perrier is, that's how I'm going to call it now. Perrier.
Yeah.
Because it is not.
What I did find
I
out, though.
Right now,
what I did find out was Perrier is the horrible. And here's. I'm going to say this. I had never had it before, okay? And every Thursday morning, we have a sister show, Derek and George, which is daddy and father-in-law, Derek and George, and I always get him some different kinds of water. I got him Perrier thinking, oh, this is good stuff. I'm going to splurge for George. Had never tasted it. That man didn't say a word to me, and now I know that he drank that crap. I have no idea. He didn't say a word to me.
He was being nice.
He was being nice to me.
You know, it's the carbonated thing. The carbonated is
water should
not
be carbonated.
Is it always that way? Perrier.
Now, are you done with that?
Is it always like that?
Jess, I want you to try some of my tasty water.
Taste this.
Try some of my tasty.
That's carbonated. I can't.
Yeah, okay, just take a sip. It's fine. Just take a swim.
It's not.
It's good.
Drink it.
I think you're going to like it.
Oh.
Joe?
It smells like Sprite.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it.
Oh, that's much better than...
You know why?
Orange cream.
You know why?
That's
because it's basically
really
diet soda.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Diet soda.
But here's the thing you would like about it, Jess. No total no fat, no sodium, no carbohydrates, no sugars.
No sodium?
No sodium in that. Zero milligrams.
But it does have a bunch of aspartame in it, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
It does have aspartame. No sugars, no protein, nothing.
Water.
Tasty
Bobby
water.
I would really like that.
Tasty
it's
water.
It's not called tasty water, by the way.
It's not called tasty water.
You know
it's called
what?
Refresh.
What we
want
call
to
it.
Know
tasty
something
water.
About me?
Yep.
Let me know something.
I just like water. Just solid.
Sure, you do.
Plain
right?
Water and
it's just good.
Really quickly.
And iced tea. That's it.
Really quickly.
That's good stuff.
Let's get to the Derek and Jess, or not Derek
there.
And Jess. Jess's mom's tip.
Jess's mom's tip. Ooh, what do you have for me today?
I don't know what Jimbo has for it.
Yay!
Y'all ready for this?
Hello, hello. Good day, Governor. Here's Jess's mom's tip. Cheerio.
It is spot on. It really was.
From the islands.
And so, really quickly.
My mom's tip.
Jess's mom's tip.
So my mother found this in an article, and I thought it was mighty appropriate and spot on for this week's mom's tip. It was written by a woman that was frustrated with her life as a mother. She spoke of, is this really my lot in life? She wondered if her life was really just to teach her children to pick up their toys and to remind them over and over to say kind things or disciplining them when they don't share. She was tired. A lot like I am, and I bet a lot like you are too sometimes. Well, do you realize how much small beginnings make for a much bigger end result? For example, teach your child to pick up their toys, you raise responsible adults. Teach your child to share. You raise kind adults. Teach your child about hard work. You will raise an adult who will never go hungry. Teach your child about heartache. You raise an adult who has joy in any storm. Teach your child you love God. You raise an adult who may desire to love God as well. And this goes on with everything in life. If you teach your child to exercise and eat right, you raise an adult who cares about the health of their body. I believe this with all of my heart and hope this helps you get over the hard, repetitive parts of parenting, like it will for me.
I absolutely love that mom's tip. Just fantastic. Now, my big question is, Jess, we've only got 5 minutes left. We've got two parents sitting right here.
Yes.
How hard is that
to
do?
Well, for me, because we have such different takes, for me being a stay-at-home parent, that hit home for me because most of the time I do feel like, oh my gosh, I've asked them 5 times, or oh my gosh, I've asked them 9 times to say please. And on the occasional days where I don't have to do that, I'm like, this is the best day ever. Those little things, I do sometimes say, is this seriously my life? Is this seriously my life? And he gets to come home after working and just get the cuddles and
right.
not so much. But reading that did help me, because I know, and I know Joe knows, that I'm raising wonderful women.
They're awesome.
They're going to be amazing.
They are awesome kids. And I think the other part of that, and we've just got a few minutes left, but the opposite side of that, the flip side of that is, or can be as well, teach a child in the poor ways to go, and they'll usually follow.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it isn't even teaching them something. It's show
demonstrating.
Them. Yeah, show them the things that come out
the
of
right
your mouth
ways.
Or the way that. One of the things that was always big for Christine and I, and Joe, this may be for you. I know it was for my son, but it can be for your daughters too. We teach our children how we treat
other
women,
women,
how we treat men. It is very important. Jacob learns from Christine what it's like to be a mother. Your girls are learning from you what it means to be a mother and a wife. They are learning from you what it means to be a father. That is so important when we sometimes don't even think about. Well, I didn't teach them that. Well, you know what? You showed them that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge thing that we don't think about a lot. Is when your girls grow up to marry, they will be looking. For you.
I hope so.
Yeah. Or you want
that's
them to.
That's what you hope.
You want
that's
them to. You want to give
I
them a reason to look
and
for
I think
you.
He does.
That's what I try to do, is try to give them the reason to want a guy like me. You
right.
know? And then, of course, Kate, today, actually, before we go, she said, Dad, I want to marry you. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. No. And that's kind
I know,
of my
baby,
thing
I know.
Is, I guess, echoing that, you know, she's at home and she teaches the kids and
uh-huh.
she shows them. And I try to lead by example with, you know, outside of the home, I have to be working, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll come home and the kids will say, Dad, why are you gone? I say, well, you know, and at first I feel guilty about it. And my first instinct is to kind of, you know, do some kind of an elaborate apology for it. But
mm-hmm.
then I've changed my tack and I say, you know, I'm out there because this is what I want for you in life. And this is what I'm doing to get that. And I try to show them, instead of just showing that I'm sorry that I'm gone all the time, I try to say, here's why I'm gone, and I would love to be here, but what I'm doing for you. And,
right.
And I want you to know that that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and those are the things that we teach our kids. And so a great Jess's Mom's Tip. We've got to go. We're out of time. Joe, Jake, Jacob King, Graydon Mondragon, just thank you guys so much for being on. It's always fun when we have new people on. It's the first time we've ever tried to do this setup.
I know, and it's awesome. It rocks.
I think it worked out well. Joe, fantastic song. Want to give a big shout out to all the trainer girls.
Yes, Kate, Karen, Chloe. We'll have you on.
Kate, Karen, Chloe, we'll have you
on. We'll have
them on. And I had to borrow Mommy and Daddy for a little bit of a while, but I think you probably had
a
good time.
Had a tea party with Grandpa and Grandma.
Had a tea party with Grandma and Grandpa.
A tea party.
Yeah, so for everybody here at the Derek and Jess Show, we want to encourage you. Check us out every Monday or Tuesday, whenever it comes out. On YouTube, DerekandJess.net. Email us at dnjnest@gmail.com. Check us out on all our social media. So for everybody here at the Derek and Jess Show, for Jess, for myself, for Joe, for Jacob, for the other Jacob, for the other Graydon, for Jimbo, who does a fantastic job, we want to encourage you to check us out every week right here at Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
God bless. Rockin' Robin, what we really gonna rock up tonight?
Here I am.